60 seconds for Halacha Wednesday night, or Lechov Beis Kislev, learning about the dinim of lighting candles. So, based on what we've been learning, a window, Lechaira, that could be seen by people on the outside, not more than 20 amas high from the street level, is definitely better than putting it by the door of the house. Again, if you could put it outside the door of the building, where Bnei Yerusha Rabbim can see it from the Pesach of the door, that's even better. Some say that if you're, again, imagine in a building with many diras, so rather than everybody lighting by the door, it would be preferable for some people to light by the window. That's what some say, because it's a ribui makomos, so there's more person hanes involved in the ribui makomos than if everybody's bunched together in one place, even though each menorah is nikur b'fnei atzmo. Of course, then you start. You have the question of who should light by the window, so maybe it's better not to start up with that. So, but anyway, but the window is l'chatchil, the window is mentioned in the Gemara. If you have no place to light by the door, you light by the window. Which window should you light it by? If you're lighting by a window, you should light it by the window which has the maximum exposure to Bnei Rishus Harabim. If it's more than 20 amas above the street, so some people light by the window anyway, and first of all, it's for the people inside the house. Some say it's for the equivalent to people like across other buildings. Some, and Lamais of Bnei Rishus Harabim do see it somewhat. So some say better still to light by the window. In that case, some people will light by the door of their apartment even, and people walking by, not Bnei Rishus HaRabim, but Bnei Adira will see it, and it will be by the door, and some will do that. Okay. Good. That's it.